good morning. It's 6:02, Andy and Mel. Let's see, it's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday, correct?
Yeah. It's my wife's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Crystal.
Yeah, she's sleeping.
Is she?
She can't hear you.
Okay. Well, I'll say happy birthday later then.
But before you judge me, I just want to say that, because I could hear you judging me even though you didn't say a word. When you asked, what are you guys doing for her birthday? Said, we're going golfing.
I wasn't judging.
Oh, I could hear the judgmental smirk and everything without even looking at you.
I wasn't judging.
Yes, you were.
No.
Now you can take back your judgment because it was her idea.
I wasn't judging.
She used to play golf back in the day.
Okay.
Although it was more about the drinking back then than it was the golfing.
Yes.
When she was in college. And she never actually owned a set of golf clubs. Borrowed Don's.
Gotcha.
But it was her idea.
Okay.
Just so you know.
All right.
I was going to suggest it also, but then when I was... it was a few days ago, and when I was about to suggest it, she changed the subject on me, and I forgot about it.
Mm.
And plus, I got hosed out of golfing on Friday.
Why?
Because everywhere I went was either crazy busy or they had a tournament going on.
What?
I hate it when they got... What?
Why didn't you get a tee time?
Because I never have to. Oh. I mean, every time I ever go golfing, middle of the day, on a weekday...
It was a Friday, though.
So? It's not like it was Labor Day weekend Friday.
Right.
It was the weekend before Labor Day weekend Friday.
So did you get to go golfing? You didn't go at
no,
all?
No, I never went.
Oh.
I went home and watched my online meeting video thing for reffing football. You don't know the half of it. Let's just say one of the narrators this year was a big improvement.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, big improvement.
Well, if you have any trouble sleeping, you could just watch it again.
Or I just read my rule book.
That would put me to sleep.
Oh, my gosh. You almost need a law degree to read these things.
I would be so bored. I wouldn't read it. I'd be like, whatever. I don't want to ref.
We have three books, by the way. There's three books.
I don't want to read any of them.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's going to be warm today. 95 the high. At least that's what it was last night when I went to bed. Let's see what they're saying now. 96 with an isolated thunderstorm. Okay. 70 right now. There is a woman who is, well, she had a pretty sweet gig. I don't know if she's going to have one anymore. KTLA, Los Angeles, sports anchor by the name of Rebecca Hall. She was giving the news on Vin Scully recently announced he's returning for his 64th season as the Dodgers announcer.
What?
I know. He only does home games and he'll go to Denver. That's it. Or he'll do the West Coast games like San Francisco and San Diego and Denver. That's it. He won't go any farther west or east than that. Anyway,
can he even see anymore to like?
He is still the best.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
I mean, he was announcing for the Dodgers when they were in New York, and they were the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Well, obviously, since it's been 64 years.
And that was in the 50s when they moved. So, but anyway, wow. So there's this young gal reporter who is or anchor, sports anchor, and she's just kind of trying to joke about Vin, you know. 64 years? Really? Okay, so here's what she said.
Come on, Ben. Get your shit together. That's all you got? Get your stuff together. That's what I meant to say.
But she didn't... It wasn't beeped on the air.
No. I have the real version, too.
Yeah.
But
you can't play
beeped
that.
It. Yeah.
She's in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
She needs to get her crap together.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I have never slipped or even come close to slipping. You did just a couple of months ago.
I was going to say, I don't remember what we were talking about, but you made me mad about something or super defensive. And I don't even know why it started to slip out, which was weird.
I don't know how that happens. I really don't.
I don't know. It's like I forgot where I was for a second, because it's not like I don't swear off when I'm off the air.
If a car were to crash through the wall, I would understand.
Right.
You know.
I don't even... Well, I was calling bullsh, and that's where it kind of started.
Yeah. Anyway.
I didn't say it, though. I stopped myself.
No, you did, but I'm still like, really? Okay.
But I don't know what made me, but on TV?
In LA.
Big old cameras on a set. I mean,
she cursed in HD.
You should be in total on air mode. Like, there should be nothing, like, I mean, everything is scripted for you anyway, isn't it? Like,
this is what happens when TV people go off script.
Mm-hmm. When they don't have their teleprompter.
Question mark? Speaking of TV people. Shepard Smith wants you to feel sorry for him for getting a speeding ticket going to Louisiana to cover the hurricane.
Apparently. Yesterday, we were driving, as I mentioned, from Tampa all the way to New Orleans because we couldn't get flights. And one of the best parts of that drive is over Mobile Bay. Absolutely gorgeous. And in fact, all of South Alabama was perfect until we met up with one of Alabama's finest who really didn't think we should be going 12 miles over the speed limit. But, I mean, $180 and 3 points later, I don't know what you're going to do about it. But I know that South Alabama is safer now. Thanks to the fact that my 82 and a 70 got penalized.
I like how he talks, though.
Where is he from?
I don't know, but I like it.
I think he sounds like
he's got a little,
like he's Cajun. He's from Louisiana.
A little bit of accent, southern accent in there, but still has, you know, like a normal Midwestern accent mixed in there. He's confused.
He's from Mississippi.
Ah, that explains it.
That would make sense.
Yes.
Right next door to Louisiana. He has Mississippi. A classic blunder on the air.
Oh, really?
A classic. This is like one of the first viral videos there was. Back in the... He was reading a story about J-Lo.
Okay.
And...
You talk about her butt?
No, no. Something about being Jenny from the block and...
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that?
I think so, but I can't remember what was said or...
And he accidentally said a reference to a certain kind of kiss, shall we say? Anyway. Just Google Shepard Smith. J-Lo, and you'll find it.
Go Shepard Smith.
Anyway.
He was not happy about being penalized.
I know what you meant by penalized. And it's not what he meant by penalized.
What are you talking about?
News is next. Hang on.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 623, going to top out at 96 today. I have that clip. I found it.
Oh.
the Shepard Smith screw-up from
Smith.
2002.
Oh, is that long ago?
Yeah, it was too... Well, he actually said the date in there because it was the wrap-up story. It was a story about J-Lo, and it's edited. So anyway, here was Shepard Smith back in the day doing... Although his was a little more... accidental than this reporter in LA. The reporter in LA, by the way, she was talking about Vin Scully going to do another year of Dodgers baseball, and she said,
"Come on, Vin, get your shit together. That's all you got? Get your stuff together. That's what I meant to say."
Okay, well, here's Shepard Smith back in 2002.
J-Lo's new song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots.
New song? Yeah, that's how old it is.
Yeah.
About how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a block party. The New York Post, sorry about that slip up there. I have no idea how that happened, but it won't happen again.
I love how he's...
Apparently it didn't.
But it won't happen again.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is August 28th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because Armie Hammer is 24 today.
Oh!
Armie Hammer.
Armin Hammer?
Armie Hammer.
Oh, okay.
Not sure if that's exactly how you say his name, but he played the Winklevoss twins in the show Social Network.
Ah, I thought they just had a birthday.
They did. The actor who played them has the birthday today.
Oh!
You know, when people act in movies, they're not actually the people who they're portraying.
Oh, they're not?
No, they're not. Leanne Rimes is 30 today.
I like her.
Yep. Don't worry about getting her a present. She'll just take what she wants from another woman. Jack Black's 43 today. Jason Priestley, same birthday, 43. You know, he's finally at the age where he can play a high school student on Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah, he could.
He was too young for the part back in the day. Shania Twain's 47 today.
I like Shania.
Let's see. Jennifer Coolidge is 51 today.
Who?
You know Jennifer Coolidge.
I'm pretty sure I do. I just can't think of what she does or plays.
Oh, then she's not who you think she is. Jennifer Coolidge was Stifler's mom.
Oh!
And now she's, what's her name on Two Broke Girls?
She's the actress that, or the,
she's the cleaning lady
that lives upstairs.
Scott Hamilton is 54 today. Daniel Stern is 55. He was one of the,
we're the Wet Bandits.
In Home Alone.
Oh, okay.
With Joe Pesci. And the voice of the Wonder Years, you know.
Oh, really?
The adult Kevin in the Wonder Years.
He was?
Yep. 1963, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. declared, "I have a dream," to 250,000 people gathered in front of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington. 1907, also not the greatest day I've ever known, when two very gutsy Seattle teenagers started up a local delivery service called the American Messenger Company. Today, Jim Casey and Claude Ryan's little company is known as UPS.
Oh.
1922, the first ever radio commercial aired.
Really?
On WEAF in New York. The 10-minute ad was for a Queensboro realty company who paid a fee of $100.
10-minute ad.
Well, now we have, like, hour-long commercials on TV.
Yeah,
we never pull that out on you on the radio. We don't have any ads to play. We just play more music.
Right.
We don't go looking for an hour-long commercial. let's see here. 1971, Signs by the five-man electrical band peaked at number 3 on the singles chart. Signs, signs, everywhere the signs.
I love that song.
1972, Mark Spitz won the 200-meter butterfly at the Summer Olympics in Munich, West Germany. He'd go on to win 7 medals at that Olympiad alone and set world records in all of them, but everybody's pretty much forgot about him since Michael Phelps. But today is the greatest day I have ever known, because on this day, in 1982... the album Business as Usual was released by the classic band Men at Work. Do you come from a
land down under? This is what you picked?
And my wife's birthday.
Okay. Why don't you pick Signs? You better run, you
better take cover. Because this song is way worse than Signs.
I know, but I like Signs, though. That's why you should have played that one.
I would have thought you would have liked this better than Signs, because Signs is actually a good song.
No, I like Signs.
This one is kind of a half-good, half-piece of flaming garbage.
Oh, so that's why you think it would be one of my top 10 favorite songs.
Yeah. I picked it for you.
Huh? No, you didn't.
Well, you are the person who thinks Ice Ice Baby is Rock and Roll Hall of Fame worthy.
No, I didn't.
And
it's not rock and roll.
And happily dances every time Barbie Girl comes on.
Who doesn't dance to Barbie Girl? Besides you.
This kid. So, Men at Work released an album that I never bought 30 years ago today. And that's why today, August 28th, is the Internet Quote of the Day. Mel is...
Of course I talk to myself. Sometimes I need expert advice.
Dirt's next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:43. If you run into Mel anywhere today, don't talk to her. Because she will bite your head off.
No, that's not true. You started it first.
How did I start it? All I said was, hey, did you see the story about Miley Cyrus confirming 2.5 men?
And I said, yeah.
Yeah, I saw it last week.
First of all, I don't sound like that.
You did then. It was like, sorry for talking. I didn't realize
I said I had that story last week, yes.
It was way snottier than that. I'm exaggerating, but it was way snottier than that. You were like mad that I even brought it up.
I don't think that it was snotty.
Like it was a personal issue that I brought up on the air. And I'm like, just asking if you saw it. Sorry.
So you've had attitude ever since then.
But what did I say after that, though?
The Dukes of Hazzard stuff?
Oh, yeah. No, you were the one with the attitude. And then I said, did you see the story about Dukes of Hazzard?
I was making a joke.
And you said, oh, yeah, like the flag or whatever. Yeah, they're going to remove the flag. So what are they going to do? Come over to everybody's house and peel the sticker of the flag off? I'm like, sheesh. All right. So, that's where we are now. Go blow your nose, will you?
No, I have tears.
The ragweed is getting to you, I think. Anyway.
Oh,
speaking of that Dukes of Hazzard story is a little bit on the ridiculous side.
Isn't it? I understand.
I see where they're coming from. They're trying to be sensitive, and yeah. I get that. I mean, it's... certainly worth being sensitive about.
Are they going to take Confederate flags off of the Southern people's porches in Georgia?
I mean, it's a symbol for something that was very, very horrible.
I understand that.
But it was from, you know, the Confederate flag on the top of the General Lee is, and first off, that show, I don't recall, I was off a little, but I don't recall there being any old racist references in there.
I don't recall that.
There were I don't recall that there ever being very many black people on the show, but there were. I know there were.
Yeah.
Well, the neighboring sheriff of the neighboring county was.
Okay.
Wasn't he?
I don't remember.
I think so. Anyway.
It's been a minute or two since I've seen the Dukes of Hazzard.
Now the story I had yesterday, it's actually up on our website, hot1047.com. It sounded like the toys are no longer going to have the Confederate flag on the top.
I don't even know they're making the toys anymore.
I guess I didn't really either. But
that's what I said. Are they going to go to everybody's store and take the stickers off of them?
No, they would just cease the production of it. Starting January 1st, 2013, all Dukes of Hazzard General Lee vehicles will not be allowed to be produced with the Confederate flag on the top of the vehicle.
Well, if you have one right now, currently, it'll probably be worth some money then.
No, it won't, because you know how many they've made in the last 30 years?
Oh, I don't know.
Millions. But it's...
I can't believe they're even selling.
It only includes the merchandising. However, Warner Brothers is developing a new Dukes of Hazzard movie.
Yeah.
And if they're being this strict about licensing, they could be enforcing the same policy on the upcoming movie. You know, if they just put a regular American flag on the top...
I hope they do that at least.
I mean, don't just leave it blank.
Because that would look ugly blank.
However, the General Lee is General Robert E. Lee of the Confederate Army. So
I know.
What are they going to change the name of the car to? The Abraham Lincoln?
And that's what I don't get. Well, they could call it a Lincoln, but it's not a Lincoln.
No, it was a Dodge Challenger.
I just don't get it.
It's just going... I guess I get it, but I don't. I think they're just being too politically correct because that television show, that car is not really a symbol of racism.
No.
Although the flag on top of it is.
Right.
But I don't know.
It's mostly about Luke and Bo Duke being hotties. That's what the show is about.
No, the show is about Daisy Duke her Dukes.
No. Mm-mm.
Yep.
No.
There she is on the top of the car, hiding the flag.
No.
Maybe they should just have Daisy Duke on top of the car all the time, like in this picture.
They could do that, but I think that'd be difficult when it's jumping.
I think strap her down.
Strap her down.
Yeah, strap her to the roof of the car.
Okay.
Anyway, so there's that.
Who would play the next Daisy Duke?
I don't know.
Because Jessica Simpson...
was a pretty good Daisy Duke.
She did a good job.
I mean,
that was pretty impressive.
After she got done filming, she definitely, I don't want to say it like that. All I'm saying is like whenever I've gotten done with like heavy workout programs or like whenever I finished playing football.
Yeah.
I completely fell off the wagon and she was so skinny in that movie. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, and then when everybody started making fun of her for being fat afterwards, it was like, no, she looks normal now.
Yeah. I mean, she think about it. She had to wear Daisy Duke shorts.
I know.
All the time.
Exactly. Anyway, we're running behind. Okay. We've got more of our silly crap next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 657. We're going to top out at 96 today. It's 71 right now.
Certainly is going to be a warm day today, Andy.
It sure is. It's going to be a wonderful day.
Beautiful.
Hey, since Sarah doesn't like how we do our show and wants us to do a real radio show, we'll do real radio.
Okay.
Like half of the other morning show duos in town do. Hey, Mel, did you hear about the accidental shooting in Nevada?
No, I did not, Andy.
A Nevada man now has a legal pain in the you-know-what. Fernando Santana, Eagle Heart, faces a criminal charge after police say he accidentally shot himself in the rear end.
Oh, no. How did that happen?
Well, according to authorities, Eagle Heart dropped his gun during a showing of The Bourne Legacy earlier this month.
Oh.
That's a fantastic movie.
Have you seen it?
No.
Me neither.
Police tell the Reno Gazette Journal that Eagle Heart apologized to the crowd in the movie theater and left. No one else was hurt. While he has a concealed carry permit, Eagle Heart faces a misdemeanor charge of discharging a firearm.
That doesn't sound good.
I don't know. Sarah, is that what you're looking for? I don't know. I don't know what she actually meant by stop arguing back and forth every single morning and actually do a radio show. Well, we've been doing this for 3 years now, or 2 years.
Two and a half. How long? Almost three.
Two and a half. Okay. I don't know. It's
been a long time.
Tell me about it.
Here's the deal. Like, if she doesn't like us, why does she listen?
I don't know.
Because we're like brother and sister. In fact, most people like to hear conflict. That's why they tune in.
Well, there's not many shows on television that don't have an antagonist and a protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would be the protagonist. You would be the antagonist.
Mm-hmm. I guess. Or the other way around.
Or in your mind, the other way around. But anyway.
So apparently Sarah doesn't like the way we do our show. Mm. Wonder if she writes shows, you know, like produces and stuff.
I don't know. We'll try better.
Okay.
We'll try better.
We'll
try harder.
Well, maybe we should ask her how she would think that a real radio show should be done.
I don't know. We don't have enough money for a real radio show, though. I mean, this is what you get for the budget they get had. So.
Hot 104.7.com.